Hello and welcome to BICS Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BICS Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the radio station on demand of the BICSography website. In the BICS Alive programs, I will play BICS's recordings and talk about his music and his life. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BICS's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as a centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. For the last several weeks, we have had an interesting discussion of Frankie Trombauer's recording of A Good Man Is Hard to Find. Some contributors to the forum have stated that Don Murray and Pee Wee Russell take turns in the clarinet solo. Others think that the solo is vintage Don Murray. Well, let's devote today's program to playing records that include Don Murray and Pee Wee Russell. Let's start with Don Murray. There is an interesting article written by Warren Plath about the early days of Don Murray in the December 85, January 86, number 122 issue of Storyville magazine. Don Murray was born on June 7, 1904 in Joliet, Illinois. The family moved to Chicago in 1907. Don played piano first and then took up saxophone and clarinet in high school. Don was active in basketball and belonged to the school band and orchestra. Toward the end of his high school years, Don started playing semi-professionally. Don enrolled in Northwestern University and immediately joined three of the university jazz groups, Jimmy Caldwell's Varsity Five, Jimmy's Jazz Jesters, and Delly Coon's original Royal Purple Orchestra, the color of Northwestern being purple. The Jazz Jesters and Varsity Five groups used BICS Beiderbecke on piano and cornet occasionally, and this is probably the first contact between BICS and Don. BICS and Don had a lot in common. They were raised in religious upper middle class families. They were both self-taught. They both were admirers of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. They both played with the leading bands of their time. They both died young, their deaths being associated with their excessive use of alcohol. Both were dismissed from school for poor academic performance. Let's continue with Don Murray. He played the tenor saxophone with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings and then was with the Gene Golcat Orchestra until the band disbanded in 1927. He was a member of Rollini's New Yorkers, the short-lived wonderful band. He did some freelance work, and in 1929, while performing in Ted Lewis's band for the film Is Everybody Happy, he died in a car accident. Let's start with the music. Don Murray recorded several sides with Jack Pettis and his Pets, and I'd like to play a couple of these. First, A Bag of Blues, followed immediately by The New Lowdown. These were recorded on July 3rd, 1928, with Bill Moore and Don Bryan on trumpet, Don Murray and Jack Pettis on clarinet or alto sax, Al Goring on piano, Nicky Gerfach on violin, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Dylan Ober on drums. So here is Don Murray as one of the pets of Jack Petty's Pets in 1928. Thank you. I forgot to mention that there was a bass saxophone in these recordings. I'd like to play another couple of recordings that include Don Murray. First, A Good Man Is Hard to Find. This is the version by Ted Lewis and his orchestra, and the orchestra consists of Don Murray and Ted Lewis on reeds, Walter Kahn and Dave Klein on cornet, George Brunis and Harry Redderman on trombone, Saul Klein on violin, Frank Ross on piano, Tony Gherardi on banjo guitar, Harry Bank on bass bassoon, and John Lucas on drums. This will be followed immediately by The Wild Dog. This is Joe Venuti's Blue 4 with Joe on violin, Don Murray on baritone saxophone, Rube Bloom on piano, and Eddie Lang on guitar.
Thank you.
Let's turn now to Pee Wee Russell. Pee Wee was born on May 27, 1906 in St. Louis, Missouri. He took up the clarinet in the early 1920s and played in Texas with Jack Teagarden. In 1925, he joined the Frankie Trumbauer Orchestra in St. Louis, and he was also, in the summer of 1926, at the Blue Lantern, where he shared a cottage with Bix. The place was a disaster. A visitor, astonished at the state of the cottage, asked, "What do you guys do with the garbage?" Bix replied, "Oh, we kicked it around until it disappears." In 1927, Pee Wee moved permanently to New York, where he first recorded with the Red Nichols. Pee Wee continued his career into the 1960s and died in Alexandria, Virginia, in 1969. For those of you interested in Pee Wee Russell, I highly recommend the scholarly book by Robert Hilbert entitled Pee Wee Russell, The Life of a Jazz Man. Well, let's listen to some recordings that include Pee Wee Russell. First, I'd like to play a couple of sides from an excellent timeless historical CD entitled The Charleston Chasers, Volume 1, 1925-1930. The number of the CD is CBC1-040. I'd like to play two sides recorded on September 6, 1927. First one will be Five Pennies, and this will be followed by Sugarfoot Strut. The musicians in this edition of the Charleston Chasers are Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet and alto sax, Lenny Hayton on piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, Jack Hanson on bass bassoon, Vic Burton on drums, and Craig Leach on vocal. So here are the Charleston Chasers with Pee Wee Russell in 1927. Thank you.
foot strut, let me inform you down the where the yam yams grow. Sweet and local ginger cake soup, brown as a cookie, Deacon Jones soup, even at Sookie, forming a ring, yell and sing, let's go. Yams are for young and old, dig them up cold, have them rolled in the cold. Food for the sod is good for our bodies and souls. Black is old Joe, brown is what Sam is, yellow is cold, but yo's what a yam is, trouble's a tie, do the lift of a sky.
That was a very long and very pretty solo by Pee-wee Russell, very different from the Pee-wee Russell from the 40s or the 50s. Well, let's continue with another couple of recordings, including Pee-wee Russell from the 1920s. This is a recording from August 30, 1927, by Biff Maul's Little Maulers. The Little Maulers are Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Pee-wee Russell on clarinet, Fort Livingston on clarinet and tenor saxophone, Edwin Rollini on bass sax, Arthur Short on piano, Dick McDonough on banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Vic Burton on drum. The two sides that I want to play are My Gal Sal and The New Twister. This comes from a very nice album from Columbia entitled Thesaurus of Classic Jazz, and these recordings are from September 1st, 1927. So here is Pee-wee Russell with the Miff Maul's Little Maulers. Thank you. to correct the order in which I played those recordings. I said that I was playing first Miguel Sell, then the New Twister. It turns out that I first played the New Twister and then Miguel Sell. Well, this brings to an end the segment on Don Murray and Pee Wee Russell. Now, perhaps you feel compelled to go to the forum and express your opinion about the clarinet solo in Frankie Trombauer's recording of A Good Man Is Hard to Find. Well, exactly 1 year ago today, we heard the sad news of Spigel Wilcox's death, and therefore I would like to play a couple of recordings as a tribute to this giant of jazz. I will play one recording from the Gene Golcat Orchestra. That will be Who's Your Sweetheart, and that will be followed immediately by a very interesting recording made available to me through the courtesy of Hans Eickhoff. This is a recording by Veterans Jazz made in Leiden, Holland in 1927. The personnel is Manny Klein on trumpet, Spigel Wilcox on trombone, Bert Noah on tenor saxophone, Chris Smigelder, Smildiger on piano, Fritz van Hoff on banjo, Hans Eickhoff on bass bassoon, and Ted Easton on drums, with a little bit of washboard assistance from Herman Opener. The recording that I want to play from that session is Oh Baby. It is not the Wolverines title. It's still a 1920s tune, and Hans tells me that everybody's totally relaxed in this number, and Spigel proves that he was a fine improviser if he wanted to. So here is our tribute to Spigel Wilcox, first with the Gene Golcat Orchestra and then with the Veterans Jazz.
Thank you.
Spiegel was missed very much at the last Big Spiderbeck Memorial Jazz Festival in Davenport, Iowa, which was dedicated to Bix and Spiegel together again. So, friend Spiegel, rest in peace. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks for another edition of the program on WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.